AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Global IT outage. I'm Sherry Preston. A Windows update overnight put out by cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike has taken down computers around the world. Affected facilities include hospitals, retailers, pharmacies, and airlines here and overseas. ABC's Ariel Reshev is at LaGuardia Airport right now.
That outage forcing major carriers like American, Delta, and United to halt all of their flights overnight. Passengers are gathered here in this terminal. They are frustrated. They are searching for answers about when their flights may actually take off. Now, we're hearing this morning that some of these carriers are now operational again, but it is going to take time to get everything up and running, so you can expect major delays throughout the day.
We're getting word that some government systems have also been affected. Alaska says state troopers there are describing a statewide outage of their 911 system. CrowdStrike insisting this was a software update and not a cyber attack. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC united behind Donald Trump. State Party Chair Brian Schimming says it's in stark contrast to Democrats and President Biden.
The Democrats are a party in disarray. They are a party in panic.
Democrats, meanwhile, won't let voters forget about Project 2025. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Trump, J.D. Vance, and their MAGA allies' agenda to destroy our democracy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee Tuesday. It would be her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year. It comes as more and more leading Democratic politicians and donors are calling for President Biden to step down from the campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have breaking news this morning. There's a big outage all over the globe causing problems for airlines, banks, media outlets, and even 911 dispatch centers. Here in Wisconsin, there are thousands of people trying to fly home after the Republican National Convention. At the Dane County Regional Airport, there are really long lines because according to WKOW, there are only two working computers. Flights are already being canceled and delayed, but when people go to check on those flights, everything may look like it's on time, but that's because staff can't get in to update that information. The problem seems to be stemming from an update by CrowdStrike, a cybersecurity protection software. Microsoft says it's working to fix it, and they're working to just make things easier while they fix it. So many companies and organizations use this software, including lots of 911 dispatch centers. The supervisor on duty at Dane County Dispatch tells me they did have an outage last night, but now everything is working properly. We'll keep you posted on this throughout the day. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for WMDX News.
The Brewers back from break. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return to action after the All-Star break with a game against the Twins tomorrow night in Minnesota. Milwaukee in first place with a 4.5 game lead ahead of the Cardinals. Reese Hoskins joined the Brewers in free agency and spoken why he feels he made the right decision.
Milwaukee was always a great paper fit. You know, as I can stand back and kind of take a 10,000 foot view of baseball itself and where I may fit in that. But having talking to a bunch of guys either on the team or that have played there in the past, it just fit even more so with, you know, the type of culture that they have and what I'm trying to accomplish.
In golf, Garrett Jones, the winner of this year's WSGA State Amateur Championship, the 39-year-old from Madison, shot an even par for the tournament at the Legend at Merrill Hills in Waukesha. Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Phoenix Suns in Summer League action in Las Vegas. A recap later tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We're back in Milwaukee taking a look back at Trump's comments from the night before and what is ahead for Democrats. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We can't bust heads like we used to, but we have our ways.
Oh, you've got it.
One trick is to tell them stories that don't go anywhere. Like the time I caught the ferry over to Shelbyville, I needed a new heel for my shoe. So I decided to go to Morganville, which is what they call Shelbyville in those days. So I tied an onion to my belt, which was the style at the time. Now, to take the ferry cost a nickel, and in those days, nickels had pictures of bumblebees on them. Give me 5 bees for a quarter, you'd say. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. The important thing was that I had an onion on my belt, which was the style at the time. They didn't have white onions because of the war. The only thing you could get was those big yellow ones.
Now you don't need to watch the Trump speech. I did it for you.
That was it.
That's the only segment you
that
need
was
to.
It. Yeah.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. Can I just say I am a better American this morning?
You are.
You're better
anyone,
than us.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Than anyone that did not sit through that hour and a half, whatever that was.
Longest acceptance speech in history.
Ever.
I
Gone with the Wind seems shorter.
I don't know what to say other than a lot of people owe Joe Biden an apology
no
this morning.
No kidding.
Oh, my God. I just can't believe this old man with a Kotex on his ear is rambling incoherently for an hour and a half. Not one thing was true. Daniel Dale exploded. I'm sorry. My regards to his family. He exploded this morning like scanners.
Like a spinal tap drummer.
Brain matter everywhere.
Like a spinal tap drummer.
Wolf Blitzer was like, oh, that's going to be a long cleanup. Our sympathies to the Dale family.
Kind of like the cleanup in the back of the car in Pulp Fiction.
When yeah,
shot,
when yeah. Right.
Yeah. 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 Uh-huh. It's a special team.
Yeah.
It's going to need
oh,
to.
Oh, yeah.
Harvey Keitel
yeah, you need Harvey
is on
Keitel
his way.
To come in and
yeah,
clean
Keitel's
things
on his way.
Seriously? This is what Democrats are panicking about? This sweaty, pantload, rambling, incoherent old man? Oh, my God.
Can I point out that some people do need a teleprompter?
Yeah, like Donald.
He could have used one last night.
He well, had one.
Freezing
he
on
just,
him.
They were saying he did the speech in there, and he just did a whole nother because he can't help himself. That was the new tone, by the way. That was the new.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He just seemed drugged, sleepy, incoherent, rambling. Oh, my
Don.
God.
Sleepy Don.
Sleepy Don. Oh, my gosh. I just can't. By the way, I just, you know me, I'm not usually, I'm like a baby. I don't sleep through the night.
No.
So I had slept earlier, so I guess I must have missed Hulk Hogan ripping his shirt off
uh-huh
and the wife beater guy introducing Trump. By the way, I looked to see if I need to say allegedly about Dana White being a wife beater, but it's on tape him slapping his wife. So anyway,
hit her.
Okay, he did beat his wife.
Yeah, it's on tape. Go Google it.
Oh, no, it's on tape, yeah.
I don't even know who he is.
Although, as Trump would say, he strongly denies it. As he always says about wife beaters, strongly denies it.
I don't even know who he is.
He's the same.
Wrestling guy. Oh, my God, my dad is rolling over
Dan
in his
White
grave.
What a clown show!
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm using the firefighter thing as a prop.
Oh, that was gross.
Kissing the helmet of the guy.
That was gross.
Oh, God.
That was disgusting. Oh, God.
Could you just, you guys just allow me to have my breakdown and then I'll
let everybody express
their thoughts. Oh, God.
My neighbor.
Yeah, your neighbor.
I have lost the ability to process this election. Joe Biden's the one that needs to step down, is old and what? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. By the way, Hillary and Bill Clinton have said cut the Democrats, stand with Biden.
Thank you.
And when has Hillary ever been wrong? Oh, my God. I have so many layers of anger, like one on top of the other.
Are you going to climb that ladder this morning?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God. I can't imagine one independent voter watching that hot steaming pile and going, oh, yes.
Well, you know, there were four on CNN out of the 11 that said, yeah, I'm voting for Biden. They were undecided.
What's it?
I'm voting for Donald.
Did I hear this morning? What?
There were four independent people that CNN interviewed out of 11. Four of them, oh, yeah, I'm voting for Donald.
Did I hear this morning that there were 35 straight minutes of no applause? Like, usually these speeches have applause lines, you know, where everybody...
He rambled.
Right.
This is the headline. Trump diehards at the RNC get restless and subdued during rambling speech.
Yeah.
They could be seen checking phones, stealing glances at the teleprompter, whispering about when it will be over. Barry Weiss said, consensus before this 12-hour speech was Trump landslide. Now it's like, find a Dem with a pulse who can read a teleprompter and it's a toss-up. Oh, my God. Really? And the media again bought the, it's going to be a new tone.
No, it was not. Wallace was again, it's bad reviews everywhere.
I don't even know what to say about the lie. Like, it was like the debate. Like, almost every single thing he said was a lie. I don't even know where to start. But it's just like the lies turned up to 11. Mm-hmm. Oh, my favorite. I tweeted about that. I tweeted in the middle of it. I said, oh, my God, I feel like that lady in Airplane that hung herself rather than listening to one more minute of this insane guy rambling. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I was like, illegals have taken 107% of our jobs?
Yes, we have
WTF.
That. I think we have
like,
that.
Really? Over 100% of our jobs?
Yeah, 17. Math
was never his strong suit.
I don't need to hear it again. I'm sorry, Chris.
Math was never his strong suit.
Oh, my God, he said illegals have been killing hundreds of thousands of Americans a month.
We can talk to Incham about that later.
Oh, my God. I mean, I just was like, what? I mean, just every single thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the whole, like, Wisconsin, I'm spending all this money there, I'm trying to buy your vote. You're not doing you blubbering.
Oh, when he referred to Scott Walker as governor.
You're not president. It's President Biden that's brought back all the jobs in Wisconsin. What are you talking about?
And Scott Walker is no longer the governor there, he was pointing to.
He hasn't been for a long time.
Yeah, and he was pointing to him when he referred to him as, hey, isn't it going great in your state?
Unemployment, less than half what it was under him. Manufacturing jobs up, wages up, stock market. What is he even talking about? Oh, I also tweeted, is there not a legal limit on sir stories?
Sir.
Oh, dear God, make it stop. Oh, my God. Sir, tears in your eyes. Also, all I know is there's a lot of things that no one's ever seen before. The likes of which no one has ever seen. Joe Biden, you could take the worst 10 presidents and the damage Joe Biden has done to this country no one's ever seen.
Can we bring the rosé down early?
Is there any? That is just blown. Any drink? Oh, my God. Can I just... Simone Sanders appeared to be hammered last night. She obviously picked Sir as her drinking
game. Yeah.
They were joking about it. She had, like, three cups in front of her, a straw. She's like, oh, God.
The rules of rhetoric... dictate that if you use hyperbole too much, then
than Hitler.
Then everything loses its meaning.
Right.
That's what he does.
Oh, my God. Hannibal Lecter was back sharks.
Everything is the worst it's ever seen. The worst he's ever seen.
No one's ever seen.
That has no meaning anymore.
We had an economy. No one's ever seen it before. No one's ever seen Alexa. Oh, my God. Tell me he is not diminished. What is going on?
He's sundown.
What's happening? He's clearly sundowning. Oh, God.
What's happening?
Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
Oh.
Or that.
They both start with what?
Yeah, Jill Weinbanks picked out the same fun fact I did, hoping for in-depth fact-checking on Trump's rambling speech aimed at his base and filled with lies about the economy and more absurdities like 107% of our jobs go to illegal immigrants. Oh, my God. Well, there's none of us even alive anymore because they're killing hundreds of thousands of us a month.
Oh, my God.
I feel like, you know what, Chris, I've lost the ability for rational thought.
Well, then today's show ought to be fun.
Put me right over the edge because I can't. And like Noel Kessler said the same thing I did. The fact that we all know that stupid bandage is a prop. Yeah. Every doctor is like, what?
Now, my cousin posted, this is an ear. This is when you bust your ear. It's over your whole head or it's there's different
I'm surprised by the end of the week he didn't look like the Fife player in that photo, you know, the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, painting. That would have been at least more accurate.
Someone's right. Like, that's the bandage you get when you're waiting for a real band-aid.
Yeah.
That's the thing that just when you first get to the emergency room. Really? A week later, practically? Oh, my God.
Everybody's he's a showman. Of course he's going to exaggerate it. That's what he does.
Here's my favorite
tweet. And people
tweet.
Buy it.
Nation. My favorite tweet, Matt Gaetz is two white tigers and a life partner from having a Vegas act.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good one.
That's a good one. Oh, my God. It is just a clown show of, you know, who's all the people? If we just put a wall around Milwaukee, we would have cut down on the number of, you know,
illegals.
Pedophiles, rapists, convicted criminals that, you know, are coming pouring into.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Yes, okay. Christopher.
How long should one wait for Botox to settle
at
down
least a week. Yeah.
Before going into public.
Yeah. It's like longer than a bag of potato
Botox
chips.
Or fillers, so I don't know.
Didn't they tell him like
same here, I've never done it.
Yeah. Like a bag of chips, didn't they tell him this may take some time? There may be some settling may occur.
Well, first off, I know that you can get, because he put it in his laugh lines, because he didn't have any.
He had fillers, because all of a sudden he had cheekbones.
Fillers and no laugh lines and Botox for his upper face.
And that does need to settle, from what I
the
understand.
The fillers need to settle more than the Botox can take months to wear
okay,
off.
Okay,
thank you, Joy Ann Reed. I loved, she said, MAGA, is this your king?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, is this the great and powerful Oz? This sweaty, rambling, incoherent old man? I mean, she tweeted, if Biden gave a rambling, insane speech like this, elected Democrats would demand the 25th Amendment be invoked, and it would spark a months-long negative news cycle.
Yes. True.
We were saying, Jody and I were talking yesterday.
Oh.
Most of my texts just consist of F-bombs lately.
Yes,
then sometimes I call. She's like, oh, no, she's calling.
She called yesterday. She's confused about something.
Just send it to voicemail.
Is that what you do?
Oh, because now people are mad at me for reporting the reporting. Because then they feel like I'm not. Could I be any more supportive of Joe Biden?
No kidding.
Like, that's a lie that he's asking if Kamala Harris can win. I'm like, I don't know if it's a lie, and neither do you. Oh. That's the reporting. I'm just telling you what
is being reported.
You should read my cards and letters.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Ooh, thank God. You're big enough to take most
you
of my.
You can send mine to jody@iloveannculture.com.
You can send mine to annculture@annculture.com.
Yeah, I don't. Where is do I? Oh, yeah. Former President Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are asking donors privately not to abandon and stick with President Biden. I just, especially after last night, Jody, this has just a feeling of a bad mistake that we're like, you know. And I don't know. The reporting is that, you know, obviously Biden is receptive and may drop out as early as this weekend, which mainly would make Chris wrong about psychics because my psychic said exactly 2 weeks ago he's going to drop out. And so don't tell me that psychics tell you what you want to hear because I went off on him. I'm like, what? No, he does not need to step down.
No, that would just make things coincidental. That's
I see.
That wouldn't mean the psychic is right.
Okay, fine.
Coincidences do happen in the world, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Ask Malcolm Nance.
They take a lot of planning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ask Malcolm Nance if he believes you're psychic. I don't think he does.
I know. It's hard to know. There was pushback from the Biden camp, you know, yesterday, but it's just, the reporting's obviously all over the place, and I can't imagine that last night. Because obviously, I was like laughing. I thought, oh my God, this may be the first convention speech ever that like he gets a drop in the polls and not a bounce.
Right.
Like, oh my God.
It's very likely.
I just can't imagine one independent voter going, oh yes.
There were four at CNN.
Okay, those four. Fine. I stand corrected.
Just letting you know.
Bonnie and Clyde are barking at, I think, a raccoon or something.
Yeah,
okay.
Your neighborhood is fraught with raccoons
this
morning.
It's fraught with critters.
Yes.
All right. Okay. By the way, and as Chris LaVoy says, radio is not an airport. You don't need to announce your departures. Mm-hmm. I understand. Social media. People feel the need to tell me they have shut off my show because somebody said something
about
that
something.
Was slight, or that you slightly don't agree with, or was in a wrong tone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we went through the Obama-Clinton wars of 2010. We can deal with anything.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, 2008 was bad
yeah.
when it
yeah.
came to that. It was
oh, my God. Yeah. I was. How many times was I called an Obama bot?
Uh-huh.
And a Hillary hater. And uh-huh. then when I was for that really threw people off when I was for Hillary, the Hillary-Bernie thing. Oof.
Yeah, we survived that. We can survive
Yeah, Hillary-Bernie was, I think, worse than Obama-Hillary.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm afraid of is that's all that's what they want is democratic infighting and chaos and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I am so mad at I hate everyone. That's all I want to say. I don't know how much the media doing 11 billion stories about Biden being old has affected the polling and that's panicked Democrats donors. And so now, you know, the donor money's drying up for everybody, not
they're
just Biden.
Threatening people.
So they're panicking, you know, and it's
donors
and
are threatening people though. Donors are threatening Democrats that are in seats. They're saying if you don't denounce
like I was
Joe
saying,
Biden, we're not going to give you money.
I am and have always have been a blue no matter who.
Same.
I would have been the loudest voice for Bernie had he won the primary.
Absolutely.
Too.
Like,
I think everybody is.
Anyway, so my tummy is never going to. I can't believe something in The Hague about having to watch the entire speech. Is they going to
you
use
did
that?
It to yourself?
Yeah, that's on you.
That's masochistic.
You could have watched
that to yourself. You could have watched a nice rom com with Jennifer Garner.
I was hypnotized by the awfulness. I was like, oh my God.
You could have watched Jennifer Garner. You could have watched Katherine Heigl. You could have watched a lot of.
Oh, I did, and then I switched to another Hallmark movie with Dylan McDermott or Dermot Mulroney or one of them, one of the Dermots.
Well, Dermot Mulroney.
Okay. All right, we're late.
Yes,
22
we late.
Minutes
we're
after the hour.
Late.
Very late. This portion of the show brought to you by the massive amounts of the best rosé in the world I'm going to drink later just to recover from that thing, speech, whatever. Who knows wine better than the French? Produced in Bordeaux, France, the famous wine region and the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé. Jody and I.
Good stuff.
Yeah, we shot the TV commercial yesterday, and you can see, like, half the bottle was gone, so
right.
I ain't lying.
And they have a cool cork in it.
All of my friends, I brought it to a party. Everybody said this is the best rosé I have ever tried. They make all kinds of wines, but, oh, my God, for summer, they play music to the vines.
That's so cool. Chris is a rolling.
That's science. It's science. They've won, I don't know, 11 billion awards, the top five awards at the Paris Wine Cup. I imagine that's, as, you know, somewhat snooty. Not just anybody can win, right? Come on now. Best wine by varietal, the gold medal, best in show by quality. This wine is fantastic, and it's so beautiful. It comes with glasses.
Yes, gorgeous.
It is.
The bottle
nice.
Is beautiful. It's that pale pink color. Now SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to, vs.wine. That is six bottles for only $98, and it is so good. Free delivery, too. Promo code Stephanie, 50% off. Go to vs.wine. Use that promo code Stephanie to get your August Grand Rosé today.
Stephanie Miller.
All my friends are gay. All my friends are gay.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures. factors, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it, too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. Simply Safe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, Simply Safe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Uline is here for the hard workers. For the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Oh. Stephanie Miller.
You've stopped. Oh my God. This is Trump's speech. This is like an hour and a half. Stretch this to an hour and a half. That's what Trump's speech was like. Did you call the Hague yet? I'm almost certain they endured torture on behalf of America.
Should I call Jack Smith?
You know what? Seriously, I challenge you. Watch any clip you can of Trump's speech. That's all you need to do. And imagine that over an hour and a half long. I mean, oh my God. Okay. Let me see if I'm... Okay. Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hello. Hello, good morning. Yes, all you need to see is him humping a mannequin and kissing a helmet. It's insanity.
Of the dead firefighter that God wanted to die instead of the rapist. Oh, my God. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, my God, seriously. I mean, it's absolutely nonsensical. And, I mean, look, we know we are going to vote blue no matter who. To everybody who is talking about, well, if it's not Kamala or if it's not Biden, we're not going to vote. Nothing has changed.
Right.
Project 2025, Agenda 47 is still there. We are screwed. if this guy gets in, if the Republican Party is allowed to take over the levers of power.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Sorry, honey, heartbreak. As usual, you're acquainted with heartbreak, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Trump, I'm going to put Tom Homan back in charge if I win and sit back and watch. Tom Homan is the Project 2025 author. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing he's never heard of. My God. If ever there was a time for the getting me of the Glenn Kirshner, it is right now.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans leaving the RNC say they're disappointed by the way President Biden's handlers have managed public concerns about his age and health. Wisconsin State Treasurer John Leiber.
To be told for weeks and weeks, everything's fine, it's a cold, it's jet lag, or whatever, and now finally come to the realization that they can't hide it anymore, and so now finally, as their last option, they're telling the truth.
Multiple reports indicate Biden could end his reelection campaign any day now. The richest woman in Wisconsin says the American dream is under threat. Diane Hendricks had a speaking role at the RNC last night. She told a story about how she and her late husband founded ABC Building Supply and how hard it is to build a company from scratch. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, it's official. Designs have been approved for the Essen House redevelopment. This is the fourth time developers have proposed to redo the area at South Blair and East Wilson Streets. But finally, this is the one. It's been tricky to maintain some of the historic architecture and deal with all the regulations around it. A developer from Eau Claire will tear down buildings in the 500 block of East Wilson, except for the Hotel Ruby Marie and the Up North Bar. They'll redo the facades of the Comeback Inn and the building next door, turning those into a new hotel. Madison's Urban Design Commission has now signed off. This plan has cleared lots of steps and hurdles. This should be its last one. And Opera in the Park returns this weekend. The Madison Opera puts on the show with the help of the Madison Opera Chorus and Madison Chamber Orchestra. It's at Garner Park tomorrow at 8 p.m. It's all free, and you can put down your blankets as soon as 7 a.m. tomorrow when the park opens. And that's what you need to know on this Friday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Weichert Realtors Lake Point is in the heart of Madison's East Side, not just in location, but in the spirit of the community. Weichert shows this spirit by supporting the Wilmar Community Center and Madison's beloved East Side festivals, and is a proud sponsor of Atwood Fest, July 27th and 28th, with the biggest stage right in the Weichert parking lot. Show your support and spirit by joining the Weichert team at Atwood Fest. Just like Madison, Weichert Realtors Lake Point is a home for all.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will join us.
And we'll be talking to Terry Bell about the three things you need to know.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
UnderageDrinking.SAMHSA.gov.
Eric, what was that all about? Boy, that was good. I didn't want to really come up here.
What?
Because of Eric.
He was so great, and he's such a good young man. He went through a lot of trouble, and Don last night was incredible. He went through so much trouble. They got subpoenaed more than any people probably in the history of the United States. Every week they get another subpoena from the Democrats.
Crazy Stop priming.
Nancy Pelosi, the whole thing just boom, boom, boom. They've got to stop that because they're destroying our country.
Ah, he went on to call for us to for all the prosecutions against him to be dropped because stuff. Okay, it's time for the getting me of the
Thank God,
former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again?
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Pearson blue-eyed
Glenn Kirshner.
We got the Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Glenn, for once, I'm a bigger man than you. I watched the entire hour and a half speech.
That's crazy.
You would.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I refuse to watch what I call Defendant Palooza. I mean, it's basically a mugshot was the price of admission. And, you know, when I see guys like Peter Navarro get a standing ovation when, you know, what he did was defy congressional subpoenas because he wanted to hide the information of Donald Trump's crimes and he received a hero's welcome. You know, I refuse to watch.
I mean, I don't even know. Oh, I was thinking of you when he said the highly respected Judge Cannon. Okay, let's start with that. I don't like, you know, I only like my legal headlines happy clappy.
Right.
The headline is Jack Smith faces long odds getting Aileen Cannon booted from the Dox case. So this is, somebody that wrote a book on the 11th Circuit said the chances of him removing Cannon from the case were slim. On the occasions the judge has been removed from a case by the 11th Circuit, it's often because the judge has heard evidence or a sentencing recommendation that shouldn't have been heard, or it has happened when the judge repeatedly refused to comply with the appeals court instructions on a particular issue in this case. But reassignment just because the district judge made an erroneous decision, that's virtually unheard of. But this would be the third time she'd be slapped down by this court, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think whether the odds are long or not, as a matter of principle, you have to litigate the question of whether she lacks the kind of impartiality that would require her to be removed. You have to litigate it one way or another. You don't just leap to the conclusion that, well, it's hard, so we're not going to do it. You know, frankly, I don't want to get overly patriotic here, but, you know, this is America. We do hard things because they're the right things to do. But let me tell you something. There's nothing intuitive about how this thing is going to play out because, yes, Jack Smith filed this notice of appeal of the dismissal of Trump's classified documents case. But I'm sure they're also putting a team in place of a U.S. attorney and a full complement of federal prosecutors who can rebring this case while they fight the other dismissal battle and can keep it moving forward. And when the case is rebrought, Steph, there's nothing saying it's going back to Judge Cannon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know me. I'm going to remain happy clappy. But you said it best on at Boston Sexy Liberal. You said, we are the jury, November 5th, period. If you ever want justice to come for Donald Trump and karma and whatever you believe, you've got to vote on November 5th, because that's the only way all this goes away. You know,
exactly. And think about this. The Supreme Court is doing Donald Trump's dirty bidding, right? They have basically put a stop to all jury trials between now and the election. But the really good news is we, the people, have now been selected as the final jury. We have passed jury selection. We're all on the jury, you know, millions and millions of us instead of just 12 of us sitting in a wooden box in a courtroom. We are the jury. Yeah. We get to go to the polls on November 5th and vote Donald Trump guilty of crimes against the American people, and that's what we're going to do. I still believe we're going to do that.
Yeah. Well, right. And you said Jack Smith announces he will appeal Judge Cannon's dismissal of Trump's. I mean, I'm not even a lawyer, Glenn, and I'm like, how is it unconstitutional? But all of the other ones, the Joe Biden classified documents and Hunter Biden and on back through time, are constitutional. What is even their argument that this is an unconstitutional appointment?
in the documents case?
They don't have an argument that is based in law or precedent. Four other judges have confronted this issue, and they all ruled it's absolutely appropriate and lawful to have the attorney general appoint special counsel. The Supreme Court, if you read the one paragraph in the Nixon case, they in substance said, of course, this special counsel thing is fine. And Richard Nixon has to comply with the subpoena to give up his damn tapes. Listen, if it was unconstitutional back then in 74, the Supreme Court would have said, wait a minute, not so fast. We're not going to order a president to comply with a subpoena that was issued by an unconstitutionally appointed special prosecutor. This is Judge Cannon doing Donald Trump's dirty bidding. And, you know, it is another indication that she can't be impartial.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay. We were, of course, backstage before Boston, this all came down. By the way, I had so many great questions to have you and Lawrence O'Donnell discuss on panel. Lawrence flew all the way to Boston for me, and as we know, you know, was unable to do Sexy Liberal because he had to be on call for MSNBC, as you know. But you know, you said it best on Twitter. You said, I don't know if this is Threads. You said, I've been a rule of law guy my whole life. One unassailable truth: political violence was not okay when Trump perpetrated on January 6th, and political violence was not okay when it was perpetrated against Trump today. We need to be better than this. But, you know, there was Trump. It's like, oh, please, really? The media bought again. He's going to pivot. And this is, oh, God, he's found God. And he's going to be a different man. And he was just the same vindictive, oh, crazy Nancy Pelosi and just hateful, racist rhetoric. I mean, just your thoughts, because I know we were all chatting backstage, you know, about the horrific events of last weekend.
You know, my thoughts are that he has alienated every population, every demographic in the United States.
Yeah.
The one thing, and I did see some of the highlights, and, you know, the one thing that made me sick to my stomach was I saw all of the folks in the crowd gleefully holding up mass deportations now. Yeah. So, you know, this morning I posted, what happened to welcome the stranger?
Yeah.
What happened to bring me, you know, you're tired, you're poor, you're huddled masses yearning to breathe. Last night, what I saw, at least the highlights, it was just a celebration of callousness, indecency, and hate.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that will sell with more than 20% of the American people who are his hardcore base, who view him as their orange deity.
I agree. You know, there was a reporter on the floor, you know, when the balloons are coming down, saying, they're made this like a party, but that was the most hateful, divisive rhetoric I've ever seen at a convention. Oh, that was another lie. Trump told, the media back there, they said this is the best convention they've ever seen. No, pretty much across the aisle, people said that speech was the worst ever. I mean, I said I opened the show, Glenn. I think a lot of people owe Joe Biden an apology.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's the one that needs to step down in that rambling, old, incoherent, sweaty. By the way, he tested positive for convict, I hear. Okay, that's a joke. That's a joke for my prosecutor friend. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know how you're feeling this morning, but it's just, boy, it seems like Democrats were the ones celebrating last night after that, and Republicans were like, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah. Hate sells. Hate sells, but not to the majority of the American people.
Right.
The majority of the American people don't buy the kind of hate and division and misogyny and discrimination and xenophobia that Donald Trump is forever selling. And he doesn't make the lives of his supporters any better. He just gives them someone to look down on. And you know what? When you're struggling in life, sometimes being secure in the knowledge that there are others who are doing even worse than you or who deserve to be looked down on gives you, maybe that lifts you up. But, you know, Donald Trump, in a very real sense, makes the lives of his supporters worse every day.
I know.
Because he's grifting $5 a pop off of them. And frankly, a lot of them don't have an extra $5 to spare. So, you know what? Let him keep peddling hate and division. I don't think the American people, I still think we're going to rise up in numbers too big to rig and too real to steal. I just do.
I do, too. By the way, you might be surprised to know that undocumented people are taking 107% of our jobs. and also killing hundreds of thousands of us a month.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yeah. And I guess if they're taking black jobs, then we should expect one to be vice president soon.
Yeah. You know, I have a soft spot for prosecutors between my dad and you, but Kamala Harris was fantastic yesterday, by the way. And I think a lot of us are just like, get it together. You know, like, yeah. I was saying, Glenn, it just felt like we were in a vicious cycle, that the media has done so many Biden is old stories that, you know, I don't know what's pushing the polling, but then the polling, you know, is whatever it is. And then, you know, we have the polling saying 2/3 of Democrats want Biden to step down. You say, you know, these Democrats are saying they're going home and hearing from their constituents. I think everybody's in a panic. But last night, you're like, that's what we're panicking about? This hot, you know, beatable mess? Sorry.
Joe Biden can govern, has governed, is governing. You look at everything he's accomplished. He's got great people around him. No, he can't give a compelling speech. He's not great in an interview setting. But he can govern, he is governing, and he will govern. But you know what? Vice President Harris is also coming into her own, getting stronger and stronger, becoming a better politician. I think she was always a very strong prosecutor and attorney general and everything. And senator, we saw her tear Bill Barr's head off, figuratively speaking, when she cross-examined him into just a puddle of goo, because now I don't know what the word suggest means. Senator, please stop beating up on me. You know, we saw her make Brett Kavanaugh cry.
Yeah.
She's strong. She's, you know, she's up to the task.
Yeah.
President Biden can govern. Vice President Harris can step in and do it. We've got a bench and, you know, let's just get it together.
Yeah.
Make a unified decision and move the heck forward.
Glenn, did you know that she has Bill Barr and Brett Kavanaugh's balls? She had them made into, they're like clackers on her desk now. She had them bronzed. And
in tiny little thimbles. Yeah.
I can always drag Glenn Kirshner down and then gutter at me.
Yeah, and he resists, but then he goes.
Always falls for it.
Sorry, I usually don't work blue. I'm sorry.
Go look at the picture. Oh my God, I took on stage at Sexy Liberal. I didn't take it, but oh my God, Glenn Kirshner and Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang literally have like halos of light over them.
Yeah.
They are the angels saving America. Thank you so much, honey, for coming to do Boston with me. You were so fantastic, as always.
My pleasure. I'll see you again on the road soon. Love you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Glenn.
There you go. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Doug Dumoney. Did you hear the energy with which they were trying to raccoon hunt this morning?
Yes, I did.
That's because they're super powered by their Dr. Maudie's nature was bland. Yeah, I kept the dog door up. You know why? Because you know what that raccoon would love to get in and eat?
Dr. Marty?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shoo. Scat. Okay.
There are avocados out there for them to eat.
Yeah, that's outdoor food. This is the indoor dog food. It is the best dog food in the world. Bonnie and Clyde, a little bit of an attitude since they, you know, shot their Dr. Marty's commercial.
Well,
They're spokesdogs now.
They're in their trailer right now.
Yeah, they're in their trailer. They have some demands. Yeah. Okay. Dr. Marty, he's a world-renowned veterinarian. You know, he was like second in his class at Cornell. He's fancy.
He is fancy.
And he had to repair his own health with superfoods, and that's how he got the idea to feed your doggy and your kitty superfoods.
Yeah.
And it works like gangbusters, and it's so delicious. Raw, freeze-dried, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious. For my Bonnie and Clyde, my Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Krispies. I bet you'd like to get those, wouldn't you, raccoon? Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
You're the most awesome person I have ever known. Well, second most awesome.
Right. Of course, the first being...
Stephanie Miller.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
It's really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Aha, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Simply Safe, the only system I trust to keep my house safe when I'm traveling on the road, you name it. Lots of burglaries happen during the day. Did you know that? Right? When houses sit unattended, you're off on vacation or you're doing what have you.
At work.
Simply Safe Home Security, right, is the only security company I would use. They have Fast Protect monitoring and live guard protection. Their agents could be there within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see, speak to intruders and stop them in their tracks. That's what they say. No long-term contracts. You can cancel anytime. Pricing transparent and affordable, less than $1 a day, right, to keep your home, your family safe. Bonnie and Clyde, who's safe?
Bootsy safe.
Yes. Simply Safe, named best home security system by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running. Protect your home this summer with 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just go to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. who with this? PH tweets, an assassination attempt by a mentally ill person using an AR-15 is a terrible reason to vote for the man who made it easier for a mentally ill person to obtain an AR-15. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I can't. Beyond the rambling, sweaty, hour-and-a-half mess of a speech Trump gave, I shouldn't be shocked by anything, Chris.
No.
But then putting a mannequin of the fallen firefighter and him going and kissing his helmet, oh, my God.
That was gross. My God.
By the way, Kat on Twitter, Maxi Pad Mussolini. I like it. Maxi Pad Mussolini.
That.
It is so
that's good. That's a good one.
Yes, Onoshi Twin said the people who refuse to wear masks to prevent the spread of a deadly pandemic are voluntarily wearing ear bandages to support a convicted felon who did nothing to stop the spread of a deadly pandemic.
Yep.
Oh, that was the other thing.
Yeah.
We did a terrific job in COVID.
No, you didn't.
Oh, my God. Almost every single thing he said was a lie.
Yes. He's a liar.
Hannibal Lecter's not real. The sharks were back. Okay. Right. This is Kofi said the same thing. Same people who told us wearing a mask during COVID makes you look stupider wearing maxi pads on their ear. I couldn't. The whole scene last night. Okay. All of it. Patrice in Oakland. Hey, Patrice.
Hey, Steph. Today we're supposed to be having a meeting at my social club. And it's with basically African-Americans and here in the Bay Area. And we're debating whether or not we're going to be supporting the Democrats. It's a lot of us that are angry.
This is exactly what Trump and Project 2025 people want. This is exactly what they want.
I know. And some of the people in here are delegates.
Right.
And so, you know, we're trying to see. Hopefully, the Democrats don't try to push Biden aside, because if they push him aside, they're definitely going to push Kamala aside. And I think when you really look at this whole thing,
they can't
really
do that. They cannot push Kamala aside.
So,
yeah.
They can't.
I hope not. I hope not. So I'm going to do whatever I can to try to encourage people. We're going to still get out there and ride with Biden. But I just hope to God that they can stop this mess that they're creating for our party.
Yeah, Patrice, I understand your anger.
I do.
I understand everybody's feelings right now. It feels like we're like shooting ourselves in the foot when they have this hot mess of a convicted felon candidate that you watched last night. I mean, I dare you to watch 20 seconds of any part of that speech and just go, this is what we're scared of. This is what we're panicking over.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. Where am I going? Tanya in Ohio. Hello. Hang on. She's on the phone with someone else.
Oh, yeah.
Seth, our homo of hope. Hello, Seth.
Hello, homos. Hello, Shomo Jomo. Wait, hold on. I'm still waiting for Trump to finish the speech.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
God.
God. Okay. They got to play that speech round and round and round over and over again.
Yeah.
You put that speech up split screen against Joe Biden's bad debate.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's bad debate wins 150 million, 70 billion percent. And David Jolly said it best. He says afterwards, he said, these Democrats need to be going after Trump the way they're going after Biden.
Yeah.
After that rambling, incoherent speech. Did he mention abortion once? No. And did he say on day one you'll be able to buy a gas-powered automobile? You mean right now you can't? There are no gas-powered automobiles on the market?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yes.
So I want to end with quoting Glenn Kirshner when he said, doing the hard thing is the right thing to do. I'm all about doing the hard thing, and I'm about that every day. So we just got to stay with it. And I think after last night, Joe Biden would be like, I'm dropping out because of that.
I know. I was imagining Biden watching that going, really? I'm the old guy that has to drop out? Here's the reviews of the speech. Total disaster, rambling, weird, hateful, divisive, low energy, boring. Worst convention speech I've ever heard. And that's just getting warmed up.
That's just from the Republicans.
Oh, we've got a Fugel saying Anna Frangela coming up.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Friday for a very special Devil's Advocates, the RNC MKE 2024 Hangover Edition. In your grievances, we air them on Friday, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.